Welcome to this week's podcast. It is absolutely freezing, as I'm sure you're aware. Just please make sure children that come to school, thick coats, gloves, hats, scarves, because we will be sending them out. It's beautiful, the sun's out, but my goodness, is it cold? And the sad thing is, it doesn't look like we're going to be benefiting from any of the snow either. So it's like basically a lose-lose, isn't it, for us all. Firstly, don't forget this Thursday is our pizza party. It's a pizza party. It's pizza for all. It's so exciting. Everybody is welcome to eat pizza. We're not charging you for lunch whatsoever on Thursday. So what we're going to do is we're going to assume that you're going to have pizza with us unless you let us know otherwise. So it's going to be a pleasure to have a lovely pizza lunch to warm us up this Thursday. I'm not a massive Bake Off fan, if I'm honest. I stopped watching it once it left the BBC, but I was made aware in the last series that Laura Adlington was one of the contestants, and Laura came to Shears Green Junior School. Anyway, she has written a book. It says, "A Diet Starts Monday, Ditch the Scales, Reclaim Your Body and Live Life to the Full." I think I need to get myself this book. But what was really, really nice for us here was in the acknowledgements, and it's there's a mention to our very own Mrs. Rowland. In those days she was Miss Hickmock, and it just says, "And lastly to my teacher, Miss Hickmock, you are the reason I fell in love with storytelling and the arts, and for that I'll be forever grateful." And one of the things I say about, you know, our school and doing what we're doing and wanting children to become the best version of themselves, because all I'd love to hear is the children to come back and say, "Do you know what? Thank you. Thanks, because that lesson you did inspired me to do this, or because we went on that trip, it inspired me to do that." So that was really, really nice. So well done to Mrs. Rowland. We do make a difference. We make a difference every single day, and that is testament. So, yep, Laura Adlington, Diet Starts Monday, and well done to Mrs. Rowland. Right, I'm on the lookout for donations. So donations of any figures, dolls, board games, small world toys, you know, dinosaurs, little soldiers, anything like that. I know we've asked before, but we need more, please. If you're having that New Year's clear out, like we're all doing, there's nothing better, isn't there, to clearing out the old toys. Anything like that, we will have, please, as well as any wellies. The more wellies, the better. So if you're getting rid of any, and I know they're expensive, my goodness me, when my wife says, "Can I take your card? I'm going to Sainsbury's to get more wellies." Then she comes back and says, "How much you spend?" But yeah, if you are getting rid of any, we will gratefully take them off of your hands. Or if you know of any family members, we will have your wellies, because we want to keep our field open all year round. That's absolutely what we want to do with Opal. And with that, we are looking for plastic pots, anything to dig with, so trowels, any old trowels, any old kitchen implements, plastic or wooden, and any washing up bowls too. If you've got anything like that, we will take them off of your hands, because we want to get a digging area set up on the field for children. We will be making our mud kitchens very, very soon, and we'll need all of those implements and washing up bowls for the mud kitchen too. Thank you to those who have been in contact around about around sponsorship options. Please, if you would like to sponsor our wellbeing hub, our wellbeing centre, which is the bus, please just get in contact with me and I will be able to give you some more information. Thank you so much already. Some real interest. So we want to get that up and running, because we want to get that bus wrapped and get it finished so it is an actual usable space. Good news, the doors are being fitted tomorrow. Ding, 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 ding. Or they're being delivered tomorrow. They're being delivered tomorrow. Ding, 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 ding. And we'll get them fitted as soon as possible. I want to say a massive thank you to the PTFA, but not just the PTFA, every single one of you. They have agreed to pay for some new climbing equipment, which we're going to put down on the edge of the field for the children to use at lunchtimes. That's going to be getting installed at the end of Feb, I believe, is the dates at the second. But I just want to say thank you to everyone, because it's everybody's hard efforts in coming along, spending your hard-earned cash at our events, and the PTFA have done such an amazing job this year. If you think of all the things we've done, Colour Run, Summer Fair was absolutely incredible, the fireworks, absolutely incredible, Christmas Fair, Breakfast with Santa, not forgetting a disco we've done, the different Father's Day shops, calendars, Christmas cards. They put in so much effort, and it's lovely that we're going to be able to use that hard-earned money to actually buy something that every single child in our school is going to get use of. So thank you. Mrs. Philpott has asked me to talk to you about sex education. Look, I'm going to provide you, I'm going to send a letter out with the podcast all about our health, relationship and sex education and what you have the right to withdraw from, because you can only withdraw your child from a non-statutory elements of our teaching. These will be lessons on human reproduction, but you are unable to withdraw your child from any lessons within relationship or health education. So that includes anything to do with puberty or menstruation. If you do wish to withdraw your child from human reproduction lessons, you need to contact Mrs. Philpott. If you have any questions, so read the letter. If you have any questions as a result of that, contact Mrs. Philpott and she will be able to give you any further information that you need. But we've been teaching all of our PSHE, our personal social health and education, through something called Jigsaw. We do it on a Friday afternoon and it's been fab. Absolutely fab. The children get to discuss, get to really immerse themselves in well-being and issues around the law and democracy. It's been brilliant, and we want all children to learn as much as they can to become better citizens, and that's what we're here for at school. It's not just the academics, it's about everything we can to make the very best citizens we can get. So before I hand over to Mrs. Nicholson with her oracy challenge for the week, I wish you a good week. Keep yourselves warm and be sure to come and say hello to me. I'm trying my best to be outside, but sometimes I get pulled into meetings and bits and bobs in the mornings and the afternoons. So I'm trying my best to be out there, so make sure you come and say hello to me. That'd be really nice. Right, Mrs. Nicholson, over to you.
Good evening, mums, dads, carers, parents, everybody. Mrs. Nicholson here with our oracy topic really for this week. In school we're actually thinking about the physical way that we talk to people. It'd be really nice if you could just this week in particular think about how your children are using their voice. Are they speaking too fast? Are they using different tones when they're speaking? Are they always shouting at you? Because they shouldn't be. They should be able to talk in a really good manner. Is their pronunciation really good, or are they forgetting how words are spelt and how they should sound? And are they able, when needed to, project their voice so at a good level? And to do that, they need to be thinking about their facial expressions, their gesture and their posture, because it all helps. And if you can encourage them to look at you when they're talking to you, and for you to do the same, it will really help them in their everyday understanding of how we should be talking to people. Thanks very much for your understanding, and good luck with just having a good listen to see if that's happening in your household.